You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, we are speaking with Anthony Conti, the Chief Executive Officer for the Independent Grid. The grid provides you an opportunity to plug into a network of financial professionals while maintaining your independence and brand identity. Mr. Conti, a pleasure to have you with us today here on Enterprise Radio.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for your time. So for starters, what are the different types of retirement plans to kick things off today?
Sure. Well, I think it's especially helpful for entrepreneurs to understand the different types of retirement plans because, frankly, it's up to folks like us to put those plans in place. And I think the true challenge for entrepreneurs is kind of sussing out which retirement plan makes the most sense for you. So as far as business owners are concerned, SEP IRAs, simple IRAs, 401k plans, of course, profit-sharing plans, many folks are familiar with, pension plans, which are also known as defined benefit plans, and then you, of course, have traditional IRAs and Roth IRAs. There are, maybe 10 or 15 other types of plans out there that are available for folks, but again, I think those are the top most popular plans for business owners.
Also, Mr. Conti, how do you choose the right retirement strategy and what factors does one need to consider?
Yeah, that's an excellent question. I think it's so difficult to kind of go this one alone without professional support because there's such complexity to the realm of retirement plans. One of the first things I always ask business owners to consider to help me figure out which plan might make the most sense for them is what do you want to get from your plan? What is the true benefit you expect to see from your plan? There are 100 different answers you can give to this, but some of the more popular answers are that business owners want the opportunity to recruit talent with competitive benefits, or maybe they just want to retain the employees that they already have by offering these competitive benefits. Certainly, business owners are aware of the fact that this is a competitive labor environment. In that context, it's really important to understand what other business owners are offering their employees so that you can be competitive, so that employees understand that, look, it's your intention to make sure that they have the kind of benefits that they need in order to get them to retirement in a way that they're comfortable. Most business owners will tell me, look, I really want to save for my own retirement too. That matters, the extent to which a business owner wants to save for his or her own retirement relative to how they plan to save for their employees really matters because there are some plans you can put in place to ensure that the business owner gets the biggest bang for their buck. There are other plans you put in place to ensure that everybody is treated 100% equally and you're giving a fair amount of benefit to all employees, including yourself as a self-employed individual. You want to know, are you a solo business owner? So do you own the business and have no employees? The kinds of plans that are available to you then can be vastly different and much easier to manage than if you have employees. The number of employees really does matter. And not just the number of employees that you have today. You want to know, how many employees do you expect to have in the coming year or 2 years? If you get over 10 employees or 100 employees, those plans are going to change. Some plans will disallow you from using them once you have over 100 employees. You want to make sure you know who you want to benefit, to what extent you want them to benefit. You also have to keep in mind, how many companies do you and your immediate family members own? This is something that a lot of business owners seem to overlook. Because it's an easy thing to overlook. But look, if you're the primary or the majority owner of a business, and let's say your spouse is the majority owner of another business, well, both of those businesses, if they have employees, they may have to have the exact same type of retirement plan benefits available to them. And a lot of business owners don't realize that. They may run afoul of rules called the control group rules. These are the rules that say, look, if you own multiple businesses and you're the primary decision maker in a lot of those businesses, or an immediate family member also owns businesses, you have to make sure that they're all treated equally and their employees are treated equally as it pertains to retirement plan benefits. So quite a lot of thought and consideration goes into these types of decisions.
No doubt. Now, looking at exit plans, what is an exit plan for those that aren't familiar, and how is this important for business owners?
I can certainly tell you from the world of financial advisors, exit planning is so incredibly important. Yes, it's important for every type of business owner, but all that an exit plan is nothing more than a strategy to smoothly pass ownership of a business on to a successor. Now, that may seem deceptively simple. Remember, business owners don't always leave their business because they want to. Yes, there's of course, the strategy that you can put into place when you plan on leaving a business. But then there are also strategies you have to consider for those times when business owners are forced out of their business. Maybe it's through, you know, incapacity or disability or even death. The importance of an exit plan is very difficult to overstate. If you're a business partner, if you have a business partner and the two of you co-own a business, let's say you've not planned for a smooth exit. If one of, let's say your business owner passes away and your business owner's spouse is the sole beneficiary of the estate, well, now you're in business with your business owner's spouse. If you've not planned for anything, you may not have the liquidity. You may not have the cash available to be able to buy the business owner's spouse out. And most business owners that I know do not want to be in business with a business owner's spouse, if only because, look, they may not have the credentials or the experience to be able to help run the business with you. So planning ahead is of the utmost importance. When I mentioned earlier, looking at our industry, it's very easy to understand the importance of an exit plan. A financial advisory practice has a half-life of 30 days in the absence of a successor. What that means is if I were to pass away and I own a financial advisory practice, if I were to pass away and I don't have a successor in place, the value of my business is going to halve in 30 days, and then another 30 days it will halve again. You can see how quickly you can lose value in something where most business owners have a fair amount of their net worth wrapped up in this illiquid asset. So you certainly have to plan.
Truly important. Without a question, today we are joined by Mr. Anthony Conti, the Chief Executive Officer for the Independent Grid. The grid provides you an opportunity to plug into a network of financial professionals while maintaining your independence and brand identity here on Enterprise Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Don't forget, you can follow the show on Twitter at ePodcast Network, and we're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Now, continuing on, Mr. Conti, should a business owner sell their business before or after retirement, and how do you determine if the buyer is right for your business?
Yeah, that's a difficult question. I think it's so dependent on exactly what that business owner wants. Remember, if you put yourself as a business owner in the driver's seat of your business, and most do, you get to decide, you know, assuming you've planned correctly and properly, you get to decide how you pass on your business and when. One thing I will caution a lot of business owners against is selling a business and offering to stay on for more than 6 to 8 months in order to facilitate a smooth transition. As you can imagine, a lot of type A personalities own businesses. These are not the kind of folks that want to lose control of something they've spent years growing and have a lot of value wrapped up in it to then find themselves an employee of that company while the company itself is changing under new ownership. That's one of the places I've seen, I think, the greatest amount of challenges. Now, determining the right buyer for your business, that's a really tricky one too. I mean, you really have to, I think, keep a close eye to culture. That's one of the most important things, I think, to a lot of business owners, because not every business owner says, look, I want to get the greatest value I can out of this business. A lot of them say, look, I built this business, and yes, I want to get value out of it. I want to harvest that value, but I want to make sure that the employees that have worked with me for so long are well taken care of. The cultural fit cannot be understated. It's certainly important to make sure, at least for the, you know, from the business owner's side, that their business continues in the way that they would hope it would, even in their absence.
Also, what are the common mistakes owners are most likely to make when planning for retirement?
Sure. I think one of the mistakes that I see often is as a business owner, your business is your primary concern. So most of your liquidity, a lot of your money goes right back into growing that business with the expectation that one day, of course, you will liquidate that business. But remember, businesses are illiquid assets. Depending on the type of business, it may take you quite a while to reap some of the benefit of the value that's wrapped up in it. So I would say the first mistake is too few business owners spend enough time considering the different ways that they can grow liquidity in retirement type plans while still supporting their business and growing their business. I mean, it's never one or the other. It really is a two-pronged approach. And I think in the absence of that liquidity, they may find themselves in a bind and have to sell at a value that they're not comfortable selling at. I think another very common mistake for business owners is assuming that you can wake up January 1st of one year and say, look, I'm going to sell my business this year. And then by the end of the year, expect that it will be sold in an orderly fashion. These things can take 3 to 5 years to plan correctly. So you can never start too soon, I would say, to prepare for an eventual exit. Starting too soon really just looks like, you know, you're getting your business in the right shape to harvest the majority of the value. And even if you decide, look, I don't want to sell 3 years from now, or I don't want to sell 5 years from now, your business is going to be that much stronger for the work that you've put into attempting to make it saleable. So I think those two mistakes are certainly the ones that I would say I see most often.
Quite helpful in all regards, and we really do appreciate all the information shared here today. Much appreciated. In conclusion, what is the best way to optimize your retirement savings as a business owner? Again, in conclusion.
Yeah, so I've got a trick for you. I think this would be an interesting and helpful one for all of those business owners out there who don't have any employees. So if you've got a business that you are the sole owner and you're the sole employee of that business, you may still have an opportunity. Let me talk about a Roth IRA first. This will help you understand. When folks save into Roth IRAs, they can only do so if, let's say, they're married and they file their taxes jointly. They can only save into the Roth IRA if their income is less in 2017 than $184,000 a year. There's a phase-out period there where between $184,000 and $194,000 of income that you're phased out of being able to save into a Roth IRA. And remember, Roth IRAs, even at their best, will only allow you this year, if you're 50 years old or older, to save $6,500 into the Roth. So a lot of business owners that are over that $194,000 annual income and they're married and filed jointly may think, look, there's no way that I can get access to a Roth IRA. Roth IRAs are super popular, I think, because of the fact that they represent the opportunity to get tax-free income in retirement according to current tax law. So that benefit alone, a lot of business owners will say, look, I'll pay my taxes today, save into the Roth, and then let that money grow tax deferred, so you're not paying taxes every year as it grows. And then in retirement, that growth that has never been taxed before, when you take that out in retirement, that's totally tax-free according to current tax law. But for those individuals who have joint incomes above $194,000, if you own a business and you're the sole employee of that business, you may have an opportunity still to save into a Roth. There's something called a solo 401k plan. So a 401k plan that works just for one individual. You can start, a lot of folks can start solo 401k plans for themselves if they're in that position where they own the business and they're the sole employee of that business. Solo 401k plans, some of them allow you the opportunity to have a Roth solo 401k, which is a pretty fantastic opportunity because what we know about 401k plans is the maximum that you can save as an employee into a 401k plan is either $18,000 in 2017, or if you're 50 years old or older, you can save a total of $24,000 from the employee side. That full $24,000, if you were so inclined, could be saved into a Roth 401k, which is a pretty fantastic benefit. The maximum, once you save from the employees, from the employer side, could get you up to $60,000 in savings annually. Now remember, the rest of the 24,000, everything above that 24,000, will have to go into the traditional 401k, but at least you have that opportunity to save a fair bit of money into the Roth 401k, even if you're above those income limits. And most business owners don't know that this option is available to them. So this is just one tip, one trick for business owners to remember, but it's one of many because, like I had said before, this world is so complex that if you don't do your due diligence, if you don't have the right folks and the right experts at your side helping you decide this, you may miss some of these opportunities.
Again, Mr. Connie, super information in all regards covering retirement and exit plans. We really do appreciate all your insight here today. Where can listeners get further details about the Independent Grid and how could one reach out as needed?
Sure. Listeners can always visit us on the web at www.theindgrid for the Independent Grid. So www.theindgrid.com. That's probably, I would say, the easiest way to get a hold of us. You could email myself at tconte, T-C-O-N-T-E, at theingrid.com if you'd like as well, and I'll be happy to chat with you.
Easy enough. Again, Mr. Connie, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company, and we thank you for your time here today on the program.
Well, thank you.
We have been speaking with Mr. Anthony Conte, the Chief Executive Officer for the Independent Grid. The grid provides you an opportunity to plug into a network of financial professionals while maintaining your independence and brand identity. And for more information, simply visit theindgrid.com. Again, theindgrid.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Pick up our iPhone or Android mobile app for your exclusive mobile listening convenience. And once again, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.